Oprah Winfrey cold calls Texas voters for Beto or Korg. By BenQ on October 13, 2020. Billionaire media mogul Oprah Winfrey joined failed senatorial and presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke's effort to cold calling voters in Texas in order to encourage them to vote in the upcoming presidential election. Texas. Since I can't go knocking on people's doors this election, I spent today talking with Beto O'Rourke and calling Texas voters to make sure they have a voting plan, Winfrey wrote to her 19 million followers on Instagram. So get ready like Christian because early voting starts tomorrow 10:13 for the Lone Star State. Visit poweredxpeople.org to find your nearest polling place. Wearing a t-shirt that read "Your voice matters" in the colors of red, white, and blue, Winfrey made her first call to a man who was left starstruck by the own network boss. When asked how likely he was to vote in the upcoming election, his answer was an 11. "You're my first call and you're already an 11. Oprah replied. "I don't know what to say about that. That's fantastic." The 66-year-old Selma and A Wrinkle in Time star was lending her support in the effort on behalf of O'Rourke's Powered by People organization aimed at encouraging potential Democratic Party supporters to register to vote. Oprah Winfrey has stepped up her political activism in recent years and even considered running for the presidency herself. She has also thrown in with leftists peddling anti-American narrative. She recently used her Apple Plus series to claim that America's caste system was the template for the atrocities of Nazi Germany. During the 2018 midterms, Winfrey campaigned for Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams by going door to door and speaking to potential voters. Her efforts were ultimately unsuccessful, with Abrams losing by a tight margin to Republican candidate Brian Kemp. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.